And now for something purposely positive.
And welcome to Strive to Thrive, the Purposely Positive Podcast. Brought to you by TonyWCoaching.com, where your greatest success is right in front of you. This is Tony Wexler, your host, and on this podcast, we talk about positive issues to bring positive content into the world.
Each year, I have a word to focus on for the year. In 2024, I actually have three of them: authenticity, audacity, and action. What do they mean? And how can they work together to make a difference in our lives? On today's episode, I want to welcome my amazing dear friend, Shreya, and she is also going to focus on these three words, and we thought we would discuss them today. Shreya, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Tony. Thank you for inviting me in your podcast.
It's so great to have you here. And we were just discussing in a recent conversation about how these three words are going to be my words for the year. And I know you were really inspired by those words, and we thought we would talk about it. So first off, before we get into that discussion, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what you do and what you're looking forward to in 2024?
Okay, so let me introduce myself. I'm Shreya Agarwal. I'm from India. I'm 23 years old as of now. I am building my personal brand through all the platforms. I have been into the copywriting industry for good 3 years. And for 1 year, and since 1 year, I am doing social media marketing for all the coaches and the B2C business owners. Lately, I have seen that authenticity is something which is driving me crazy results, and also for my clients. So that's the reason, like, I have taken up that audacity to challenge everyone and be authentic, and I'm like unstoppably taking the action to get results.
Absolutely. I think it all starts though with authenticity, because a lot of people out there on social media, we always want to put our best foot forward, as they say. And, you know, we have all these filters out there, and, you know, Snapchat, people send these filtered photographs. And I mean, I find myself, I use a lot of virtual backgrounds on Zoom, but sometimes we try to portray ourselves as someone that we're not. And when we're not being authentic, I think we're not going to attract the right people, not only into our businesses, but in our lives as well. If we go out and we try to pretend that we're someone we're not, and we don't hold to our truth, to our authenticity, then that's really going to slow us down and take us down some paths that we really don't want to go down. How do you see that?
Absolutely, I agree with this, because in this social media world, people are putting out themselves as fake. Like, whenever you open anyone's Instagram page, it's all happy, happy pictures. It's everything good in here. And you don't know what the person is suffering inside deep down, what mental illness he or she is having. What family issue is there, what the relationship they have with their spouse or with their kids. So that's something which I feel we should like make it more vocal about, that instead of always showing the happy side, you should also show your authentic side, which people should also know that who the person is.
Yes, because we all have bad days. Everybody has a bad day. And this podcast is the Purposely Positive podcast. But purposely positive doesn't necessarily mean like that toxic positivity where we go around saying, oh, yes, everything is great. Everything's wonderful. It's all sunshine and lollipops, as the old saying says. Some days we have a bad day, and that's okay. The thing is, do we let that bad day consume us? Do we let all that negativity into us, and does it ruin our life? I don't think so. But I think being authentic and showing that, you know, everyone is going to have a bad day. Everybody's going to have a bad hair day. Everyone is going to have a day. We were just talking before the podcast. I live in upstate New York, and we get things like snow up here. And Sheree, you said you'd never seen snow before from where you are in the world. And sometimes when I was growing up, and this is something you hadn't experienced, when I was in my school days, we would have things called a snow day. And a snow day was when we have so much snow on the ground that they couldn't get the school buses out to take the kids to school. Schools would close and we'd get to stay home. And as a child, we look forward to those snow days. Now, our parents at the time, they didn't look forward to them because usually work didn't close. So they still had to go to work. And then when I became an adult, what happened? I made that change. Those snow days, those were the days that I still had to go to work. But the bottom line is, you can take the same thing, and that would be a lot of snow, and everyone can have a different perspective. And I think part of being authentic is being able to articulate and be real with your experiences. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense because everyone has their own, everyone goes through their own personal problems. And it totally depends on us that whatever what we consume and what we make it a habit. Everyone has a bad day, but it doesn't mean that we just need to focus on those bad days and forget about the good days which we have spent or which we can spend further. So I always suggest people that instead of focusing much on negativity, you should just focus on the positive parts of your life. That even after, let's say, like even if you have given the example of snow, so for snow is very normal thing for you, but it's a special thing for me because I have never seen that. So you see, if there could be a thing that I could have said that why am I born in this place? I couldn't see snow. I want to see snow. I could have cribbed about it. But the positive part in me, it says that, yeah, whenever I'll travel around the world, I'll travel to some cities or places where there's snow. So I get to enjoy snow. So see, there's this positive and negative part. It's just you who choose to be positive or negative. It's just the mindset.
It's absolutely just a mindset, and it's being able to see all different sides of the same situation. I was just talking with someone about how sometimes we drift away from the things in life that we enjoy, and we get so busy in our life that we don't do a lot of those things that we used to really like doing. An example, I enjoy hiking. I like going or hikes up in the mountains and just enjoying nature. But I don't get a chance to do that very often because of work, business, and it's being able to take the time to enjoy those things. And you know, some people, they don't enjoy the same things that I do. But see, we're all different people, and when we're being authentic, it's okay. It's okay that if you like something and I don't. I, for one, I am more of a vegetarian. I don't eat meat. But if someone else is going to enjoy that, then that's fine for me. Being authentic also has a lot to do with not only knowing yourself, but knowing that whether others are different or the same, it doesn't matter. We can all still have a common ground. And I think when we try to look for common ground with other people, I think that really can open up more doors for more opportunities in our lives.
Absolutely, I agree to that.
Well, let's shift a little bit. We're talking authenticity, but I want to get into that word audacity because that's one of those words that a lot of people don't use very much. How do you define it, Sharia?
Audacity is some, I would say it's more of a self-belief kind of thing. So let me share my story, how I turned from a copywriter to a social media marketer, and now I'm looking forward to build my agency in near future. Like in 2 3 months I'll be registering my company's name and I'll build an agency. And yeah, I would love to share my story. So when I started back in COVID, I was working with one of my friend as a copywriter. He runs an agency and he suggested that you can, because I was a college student back then, so I wanted to earn some money. Because I used to feel very guilty when it comes to asking for money from my parents. So that was the reason I started working, and coming from a very small town in India, I didn't know that there's this freelancing world where you can earn n numbers of money. There's no limit to it. It only needs hard work and connecting to right people. So ended up on a bad note. I just went up to him and I just said, I got that audacity and guts to speak up for myself. I spoke for myself, then he was like, no, I'm not. He just backed off, like, because of my audacity. He was like acting very cold. He didn't wanted to answer me or something. So we ended up on a bad note, and I took it up as a challenge that now you see me, I'll earn more than you, and I'll show you what I can do. Because of me, like, whatever work we do, copywriting is needed everywhere. You need to know a proper English, proper way of speaking and presenting yourself. So that's something I think that the talent which I have is very nice, and I'm making use of it and helping others. So yeah, I took that as a challenge and show with whole audacity and action, I just changed my life. I started freelancing on August 2023, and 6 months quick forward, I'm serving many people. I have served many people and I have many clients in my pipeline, and I have a team of four people doing great, earning good. I have made my personal brand around all the platforms, and I'm doing great, and I'm very happy that the person who was there, like, who was just lingering around because of me, who used to have all the facilities and every thing, now he's just looking up and he's saying that, yeah, you did a great job. I never thought that you had that audacity or guts to do something this big. And I am like very happy. It's like I'm in cloud nine.
Cloud nine. Yeah. I love the saying, fortune favors the bold, because essentially
Absolutely.
what audacity is being bold enough to step up to introduce yourself to those people that you can help. And sometimes that's not very easy. Bold is just like making the decision that you made to go into the whole copywriting business and start working with people. A lot of people will shy of that. We are very bad at making decisions, I think, in the world, especially here in the US. I don't know where what it's like where you are, but I would suspect it's the same. People don't like to make decisions and they put off making decisions. You know, we talk about procrastination, and most of the time people think about procrastinating on doing a thing, but procrastinating making a decision is actually what's just as bad. If there's a decision that's right in front of you, make it quickly, make it boldly, step out, take that leap of faith, because you never know that when you do that, that's when the most amazing things will show up in your life. When you're willing to boldly make that decision and do those things that, you know, you've always dreamed of when you were young, when we were all small children, we all had things that we wanted to do in life. Most people, they let life happen. They let life happen to us and not for us. When you have audacity, that's when you're willing to take those risks. It's the risk takers and the people with authenticity and audacity that are propelled into taking the action that they need to move forward in life.
Yeah, very true. But to be very honest, when I started, when I had my breakdown, I was like, yeah, I don't want to do this. I want to have a normal life. I want to get into 9 to 5 and just do a normal job. But while doing the job, it hit my mind that what am I doing for myself? This too, I'm working for someone else. So that was like the thing. I just left it and I was like, yeah, I need to go all in into this. Even though I fail, earlier when I started, I didn't had clients for a good 2 months. I was just trying, testing whatever I could do, and then gratefully everything started well. And since October, I'm just doing good, good, good.
Was there a point during that time where you thought about giving up and going in a different direction?
There was a point when AI hit the market, and I was like, now what? What will I do? AI is there. People are choosing AI instead of copywriters, or people are getting laid off. There's no job. I don't know what to do, what not to do. But still, I had a faith in me when I started. Like, people started saying that now it's very recognizable what AI has written and what a copywriter or a human has written. So from there, a ray of hope, it started emerging in me that no, Shreya, give it a last try, give it a last try. So that was the thing that I was very hesitant to even talk to people. I was like, no, I cannot talk to people. I'm very introvert. I'm very shy. I don't know how to talk, how to take the conversation ahead. But with time, I will say that I have learned a lot, and I'm still in that learning phase, how to talk to people more with more confidence. And yeah, it's all like, if you have that aim in your mind that I have to achieve it, I want to do it, then you'll do it no matter what, how many obstacles it comes down in your way, you'll just jump off and reach your goal.
I like you brought up confidence in that because a lot of people
Yeah.
talk about confidence and how, self-confidence and how they can build that. But people think of confidence sometimes it's like if I took this cup and filled it up with liquid confidence and I gave it to you and you drank it. And the more you drank, the more confident you would become. Well, it's really not like that. One of the great things about audacity is stepping forward and boldly taking action is actually what builds those confidence muscles. The more
Yeah,
we do
and
something that's uncomfortable, the more
yeah,
confidence, the more confident we'll become.
absolutely. Because until and unless you don't come out from your comfort zone, then there's no way that you are getting that success, or whatever dreams you have, you'll fulfill it. Initially, you have to work for good 2, 3, 5 years. I don't know how much will it take for, it depends on person to person. So, like for me, it took me 6 months to learn sales and everything and to get on a place where I wanted to be. But yeah, for some people, I have seen like many people who are having good degrees, good jobs, still they want to leave and get into freelancing or coaching or do something for themselves. So, it gives me motivation that at a very younger stage of my life, in my early 20s only, I got to know where should I stand in my life, what I need to do. So I have that clarity of thought with where I want to reach in next few years, or maybe by next year. Let's not think about many more years. So yeah, I know where I stand in down the line.
Have you always had this audacity in your life as far as being able to take those leaps of faith and take action? Is this something that you're just learning to develop in yourself now?
I always had this from younger age. Always only I was very bold and smart girl in my school or in my locality or in my family also. I always had this, and I have inculcated it. It is like generational thing. I have it from my mom. She is also very bold and confident. So yeah, I would say, but life happened, COVID happened. I got a setback from my educational part of my journey. There was a time like I was in depression for a good 2, 3 years where I didn't had that audacity to come up and speak to someone that, okay, this is what I'm feeling. Because in India, people are not much aware of mental health. They don't talk much about it. They feel that this person has gone lost, depression and everything. It's like, if you will say I'm in depression, so people will tell you, you're an idiot, you're talking bullshit. So in India, people are not much more vocal, were not much more vocal about mental illness. But yeah, lately I have seen that people are getting vocal. So I was talking to one of my friend only. She has also gone through a lot in her life. So she suggested me that gather money, save money, and just invest in a therapist. Talk to a therapist, invest your money in therapist, and don't go for any Indian therapist. Go for international. So I was like, okay, let's see what happens then. Yeah, I did all my research. I saved a lot of money, and then I just invested in one of the therapists. She's from Australia. So she has given me the power to uplift myself, and the place where I'm standing, I feel that it's because of the push that I have got from her. I had everything in my life: bad childhood, bad teenage years, not being like loved by my parents, separated families. I have seen everything's ups and downs in my family or in my personal life, having no money, seeing bad health of my parents, loans, everything. So from there, my inner self said that there was a point where I wanted to even suicide in COVID only. I wanted to suicide that I don't want this miserable life. Let's just end my life and just sleep forever. So I don't know, like I did a lot of meditation. There's this technique called Ho'oponopono technique,
Yes.
if you have heard of. That's the technique which has like helped me to heal my inner child, to heal every part of me. Like getting off from a toxic relationship was also a very big thing for me, because I have been in a long relationship for good 4 years. So getting out of it was also a very big task, because I had everything in the same time. Like the point where I got disconnected from the person whom I was working with, that happened. And after 5 or 6 days only, the relationship thing happened. And at that moment only, there was some issue going on in my family also. So I was like all devastated. And luckily, I would say that I have saved and invested a lot in different stocks and crypto. So from there, I had money so that I could invest in a therapist. So she was the person, like she used to take 3 to 4 sessions per week. And from there only, I got every courage, strength, whatnot. I don't have words to thank her, like how she has helped me. And yeah, that's it. Like,
Yeah, all of it started because you were willing to take that action and to make that investment in yourself because, you could just sit there and feel sorry for yourself and say, all these terrible things are happening to me. But no, you were bold, you had audacity, and you turned around and you took action. And through that action, it has really transformed your life into this vibrant person who is in front of me right now.
yeah, because the voice of everyone, if in my family or all my loved ones or the people who even didn't love me also, I would say, they used to tell that from a very younger age, they used to say that this girl, she's very brave, very smart, very outspoken. So she'll do something big in her life. She'll do something big in her life. Everyone had a lot of expectation from me that, Shreya, you are the one who's gonna take care of your mom and your brother. You're the one, you have the responsibility of your younger brother. You have to like take him to a good place where he could live his life. You were always good in studies. What has happened? So there was this only one thing that, Shreya, you are meant to do something big in your life. We have that expectation and that, what I'll say, that trust in you that, yeah, this girl, she'll make us proud. She'll make the family's name proud. So that was the one thing that kept pushing me, that when I had that suicidal thought also, I thought that what will happen to my mom and my brother, who are having a lot of expectation from me. So yeah, everything that changed, and I was like, no, now I have to do something big. Something big means something big. So then I did each and everything that I could do, and I'm still doing it, because I don't feel that I have even reached 10% of what I want in my life. I'm not even at the 10% stage of my life, whatever I dream of or whatever I'm manifesting. But yeah, now it feels nice, because now my mom, she's very proudly speaking to everyone and saying that my daughter, she's doing something really big, and she has changed our life, and our lives are changing now. The good times have come. So the smile when I see in my mom's eyes, so that gives me strength, and that feeling that, okay, now you're doing everything right. Now everything's gonna be right.
Everything's going to be right. It sounds like you were aligned with, again, the authentic Shreya from your childhood, you went into a
Mm-hmm.
period where life was going on and all these negative things were happening, and you kind of let those things take control, take the wheel of the automobile, in metaphoric way. And you had to stop and just realize that, wait, that's not me. Other people have big expectations for me. I need to make this decision. I need to start taking action and to put my life together and to move forward. And now here you are, and people are saying these things like, your mom is proud of you, and you know that you're going places. You know that by taking this action that you've kind of become like unstoppable in your life, which again, that's also an audacious point of view, but it's true. And if we don't step into that, so I guess I would ask if people were listening right now, and maybe they're going through some trouble in their life and they're uncertain about maybe who they are authentically or what actions they should take, how they can be bold. What would you say to someone out there listening right now who's going through that similar struggle that you were going through?
I'll say just sit down in a silent place, put on your headphones, play your favorite music, either dance your heart out, or just take a pen and paper and write whatever comes in your mind. Just write. Even if it takes 4 to 5 pages to write it down and burn it and delete all those messages or pictures that's bothering you. Or I'll say at most, change your phone number. Delete your social media, make a new social media account, interact with new people. The more you talk to other people whom you don't know, because they are the ones who will not judge you, they'll only love you. Even though if they are judging, they'll judge it behind your back. They'll not be upfront in your face that, okay, Shreya, you're this such a pain. So they'll not be upfront in your mouth. They'll be all good and nice. So I'll say that don't get attached to anyone. Just be yourself and start loving yourself. The more you love yourself, the better it will be.
The more you love yourself, yes, the better it'll be. And start making new connections in your life. Reach out to different people. You never know. And don't be afraid of what people think. I think that's something that holds people back a lot, especially from taking action. If I do this, what will people think of me? What will they think? Well, you know what? Does it really, how does it affect you what someone thinks of you? It really doesn't. Be yourself. And I like how you had the idea to put everything down on paper, because sometimes we have to do that. Well, I call it a mental dump when it comes to anything, any action that we're going to take. Start writing things down, writing all those thoughts down on paper. And then, like you said, you can burn it or get rid of it, or just those things that are bothering you. But then start writing down the person who you believe that you are to become. And start writing down the qualities that you need to be the person that you want to become. Does that make sense? And you write down all these qualities, and each day you can ask yourself, what can I do to develop these qualities? What can I do? What actions can I take to make me this person who I'm envisioning seeing myself a year from now?
Yeah, manifestation, it works. Only if you get rid of your old self or you don't stick to the person who you were back then. Just focus on the person who you want to become and start feeling that you are in that present moment, only living a life of that person only. So start behaving that way, start acting that way, dress up that way, and just go and talk to people. Go and even talk to strangers only also. In India, the place where I'm just staying inside the four walls of my house. I don't go out of my house also because it's not that kind of place where I can find people like me with whom I can have a conversation also. So for me, my laptop and my phone has become my best friend. They are my like rescuer, I would say. And I have made friends from all over the world, be it US, UK, Canada, Germany. I have people all around the world. So yeah, I would say like connect with people, just say a normal hi and get on a coffee chat and see what it unfolds, because you see, we both met that way only. And like we met, I guess last month or last to la on November or December we met. I guess we met on November. And let's see, after like not even good 2 months, I'm sitting here in a podcast with you.
Exactly. And we've become friends in that time, and we have a lot of things that are common interests, common goals. And you don't know, there are so many people in the world. There are billions of people in the world. And one of the things, and people talk about social media and they say, oh, there's some bad things about it. Well, that's true, but there's some good things as well. And some of the things that are good are the fact that we can connect with people all over the world now. Both of us have businesses that are worldwide businesses. It's not just in our neighborhood, it's all over the world. I have people in all different parts of the world. I'm in New York, and I have people in the United States. I have people in the UK. I have people in your world, in India. I have people in Bali, people in Australia that I connect with, people in Europe. The world is so much smaller now. Now that we've been able to open up these doors. So be willing to boldly step in that direction. Reach out to people. Don't worry about some cultural differences that you may have, or things like, you and I about the snow. I mean, I see it every day in the wintertime, and you've never seen it, but that doesn't hinder us from being friends. In fact, it actually makes it more intriguing, makes it more interesting, because we both have experiences that neither of us have had, and maybe someday we'd like to experience those things. So look for those opportunities in the world. I love that idea. I want to speak on the difference between, because we're talking about being bold and taking action. One of the things that I believe in is if we want to be a successful person, we have to act as if we are successful. We ask that question, what would a successful person do in that situation? I'm a big believer in reading biographies of successful people, because you can see what did they do when they encountered these difficult times. But how do we reconcile that with being audacious? Because if I'm acting as if I'm a successful person and I'm just trying, I haven't reached that success yet, am I really not being authentic, or am I being a different version of my authentic self? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just that you're not being much more authentic when it comes to successful people. It's just that they don't give it a thought. They just take actions and actions. If something doesn't work out, they don't sit for days or months and crib about it. They just go and find for the ne next better option. And when they find it, they just grab it. It's just like no risk, no game thing. Until and unless you don't risk your life, you don't get out of your comfort zone, you don't take that action, nothing's gonna happen. Sitting in your couch, if you feel that, okay, someone will send $10,000 in my bank account, so that won't happen until and unless you don't build connection, talk to people, or work for anyone, or do anything for yourself.
It all has to do definitely with taking action and being willing to take those uncomfortable actions. And I think that is something that really separates us from the successful versus the unsuccessful people in life. Now, there are people out there who are okay with just getting up every day and working that 9 to 5 job and coming home and having that type of life. And I say, if that's where you are in your life and you're totally happy with that, then that's fine. But I think it's important that you understand who you are authentically. And if you've ever thought in your mind that there's something more, there's a reason why you thought there's something more. And maybe it's time to take that leap of faith and take that audacious move and just see what else is out there.
I would say that you have said that people who are going into 9 to 5, they are happy with what they are getting and they are happy with the comfort life. But I don't agree to this because each and every person out there in the world, be it a kid, be it a teenager, an adult, or an old man, everyone has that greed of having more. Let's say, like the way I have said that I have not even reached 10% of where I want to be. Let's say I reach to that 100% in next 6 months. What next? Will I be happy and I'll sit back? Okay, now I have reached my goal. No, I'll work, I'll make a different goal. I'll make a bigger one, much bigger. Then I'll grow and grow and grow. It's not that I'll stop because I have chose that life. And I would say that I also took this bold step because I thought that, okay, if it doesn't work, then I'll stick back to my studies. I'll get a degree, a nice degree, and do a 9 to 5 only. This was there in back of my mind. And in 9 to 5 also, you see people switch from companies to companies each year. Why? Because they want to grow. Everyone wants to grow and have more money in their pockets. So yeah, people do that. And some people who have some circumstances which they cannot avoid or which they cannot overlook, they are the people who are stuck in one place only. There are people who don't have that clarity of thought or who don't hang out around those people who inspire them to do more for themselves.
I really believe that too, because I think if we're not growing, we're not truly living. And if we're looking at being authentic, I think growth is something that's so important. And moving, always moving. I think of something, this is a silly example, but you think about a shark. A shark is swimming in the water, and a shark is one of those creatures that if they stop swimming, they'll stop living. And I think we all need to be moving someplace. And it doesn't necessarily have to be maybe in our career, but in another area of our life, we need to be growing. We need to be learning to improve ourselves, improve our health every day. That's important too. We don't want to get so bogged down in our business that we stop doing the things in our life that we enjoy, right? I talked about going out on hikes for myself or listening to music. We don't want to give up those things. We want to have a fully fulfilling life in all different areas. And one of the things that I find I have that happens with my clients is they get so focused on one area of their life that they let all the other areas kind of fall apart. And eventually what that leads to is an unfulfilled life. So I think if you're going to have a fulfilled life, just like you said, you have to always look to be growing in all those areas. Is there anything else that you would want to offer to someone out there who is maybe at a crossroads in their life where they're trying to figure out, what do I want to do with my life? Where do I want to go? What actions can I take to help me to move forward and to live this beautiful life that that you guys have been talking about today?
I would say that what I do, I don't know what others do. I don't compare myself from people who are at my level or who are below my level. Like, it's not something I'm talking about any religion, caste or something as of now. My level, I would say the level of wisdom I have or the level of business which I have built. So that way I'll tell, because I am a 23-year-old girl. So, you see, people who are their age in their early 20s and even people in their 30s also, some people they are lost. They don't know what to do and what not to do. They just think that, okay, I want to become like Bill Gates. I want to become like Elon Musk. But just thinking that I want to become like her or him won't work until and unless you don't take that action or you don't work for that. Let's take your example only. You were working for co in corporate for good year. How many years?
Oh,
I
I was
forgot. So,
20 years. I was working as an investigator for 20 years.
you see, you worked for 20 years. You were like, if I go back to 10 years ago, Tony. If I meet 10 years ago, Tony. So Tony was happy with the job which he had. Tony was just hustling, hustling, hustling. He didn't had a clear path where to go and where not to go. But when COVID hit, he saw that, okay, there's this coaching thing which I can do because I have been in that same 9 to 5 rut, in that same getting up in the morning, getting ready to going to office, meeting people, investigating them, getting all those negative vibes, and then just coming home, sleeping, and then the other day, same routine, it repeats. So then you took that action, no? It was your mind that said that, no, Tony, now you have to get out of this job. Now you have to make your life a better life because you want to die happily, not with a tension that, okay, tomorrow again I have to go to a job at 8 a.m. You don't want it to have that life. So that's the reason you took that leap of faith, you took that action. And now see, you're doing good with your life.
And it all started with making that decision and taking action. I love it. Sharia, this has been a really fun discussion today. And I hope that people listening will start realizing that as we're going through this new year, and no matter when you listen to this podcast, because we're recording it and it's a new year, but no matter when you listen, focus on who you are. Really get to know yourself as a person, know who your authentic self is, prepare yourself to be able to take that bold action and to take a step forward to grow in your life. And you can really become the person that you really want to become. The last thing I'll touch on, I think it's important that you know why you want to do it. I think knowing deep down inside your why do I want to start a business? Why do I want to start a family? Why do I want to move from New York State to Florida or to Bora Bora or someplace wonderful like that? Why do you want to do something and really go deep? And I think that's where getting someone in your life, like a coach or even a mentor of some sort, helps you along that journey. But be willing to be authentic and take that bold, audacious action. And that will make whatever year it is for you be a better year. With that in mind, Sheree, if people are interested, would be interested in reaching out to you about copywriting or about just even talking to you about your life and how you made those changes and just get to know you as a person, what would be the best way to do that?
I would suggest people to go and find me in Facebook or LinkedIn. I'm very active in both the platforms, or I can drop my email ID so you guys can mail me. And I would love to catch up on coffee with most stranger people and be friends with them. And I would love to help each and every person whom I come across in any possible way which I could do. Apart from giving my services, I can also be a very good friend and a good listener to you.
And I will definitely say you are a very good friend and a good listener. And I want to ask you the question that I ask all my guests on this podcast. And that's simply, what does being purposely positive mean to you?
Purposely positive has given me that positive vibe, a warmth vibe, which I'll cherish forever because it's a safe place where you can talk about your life or you can inspire people to do better in their life. So yeah, purposely positive has given me that audacity to speak about my life openly to all people around the world who are listening to this podcast or will listen to this ever.
I love it. Sharia, this has been a lot of fun. I really enjoyed having you here, and I'm sure I'm looking forward to future conversations, whether they be on the podcast or off. And I wish you the best of the new year.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you for having me. It was lovely chatting.
And you've been listening to Strive to Thrive, the Purposely Positive Podcast, brought to you by TonyWCoaching.com, where your greatest success is right in front of you. And you may be out there wondering, what action do I need to take? How can I take authentic, audacious action? You can download a free resource. It's an ebook called Strive to Thrive at my website and start living a purposely positive life.